Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is about the hijrah, the emigration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an edifice to be emulated and a gift. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah who has sent us unto us the seal and the last of the prophets, and who has made him a mercy unto the entire created universe. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and was and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah called taqwa. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, states, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflaini min rahmatih wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and believe in his messenger, for he will then give you a double portion of his mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk, and he will forgive you. And Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Ayyuhal Muslimun, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are encroaching or coming upon a tremendous event, an event that was marked in the Islamic calendar to mark the beginning of the new year. And it's for no coincidence that our Sadat, the great leaders of Islam, beginning with Sayyidina Umar, who made this choice, chose to mark the advent of the Islamic new year to be the event of the Hijrah Nabawiyyah, the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which outwardly was a journey. And just as it was outwardly a journey, it was inwardly a journey. And this is why, despite its event having taken place over 1400 years ago, its relevance comes right back to our hearts. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَةُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. For he whose hijrah is to Allah and his messenger, his hijrah is to Allah and his messenger. And he whose hijrah is for the dunya, oh, for some intention, such as a woman who he wishes to marry, his hijrah is for whatsoever he's made his hijrah for. In other words, as this hadith starts off at the beginning, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ, that actions are determined by intentions, and the intention comes back to that which you truly want, that which you truly desire. And so the origin of this event of hijrah is an origin of intent, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enacted this intent by showing that he, in his emigrating from Mecca to Medina, was putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And that's why the actual revelation that came down, that marked the event of hijrah, was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَجَعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. And it was said, say, O my Lord, cause me to enter something with a entering of sincerity and cause me to exit something with an exiting of sincerity, and grant me from you, Sultan al-Nasira, a supporting authority, because our sidq, and this is not in the verse, this is our understanding, our sidq can only come through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's helping us. And his helping us brings about the sidq, which is nothing but ikhlas, sincerity, wherein a heart is khalisatan liwajhil kareem, is purely and utterly for Allah. And so the entering into something of sidq and the exiting of something for sidq is entering it lillah and exiting it lillah, la li shay'in duna, for Allah, not for anything other than Allah, la li illah bal lillah, not for an illah, a cause that comes back to you, but a cause that is for Allah. And so this is why this has become the advent or the marked event by which our year begins, because it, like everything else in the religion of Islam, is a call to you and me to realign our intentions and our hearts for Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, why is it we have a qibla? Why is it we have a direction? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we face the direction of Mecca, this is enactment or a physical embodiment of the command of Allah, فَأَقِمْ وَجَّكَ, face your totality for Allah. And Allah wants our totality. Allah wants our hearts. Allah wants us to be real people of sidq, to be real, not to be people who are false, not to be people who are fake, not to be people who alladhina ya'budu Allah ala harfin, who worship Allah on an edge or an intention that goes back to their own hawa, their own selfish ambitions. He wants us to be people who worship everything for the sake of Allah, who worship Allah for Allah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hijra is the physical enactment of that event. And that's why we see that his hijra, while he left Mecca, his home where he was born, the watan, the place that he associated with his homeland, when he went to Medina, he entered upon it, and the very first thing he did, as narrated in the hadith by Abdullah ibn Salam, was that he entered it, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, O people, spread peace amongst you." Because the reality of something for Allah is that it becomes something that brings about peace. Why? Because the ulama say Allah has called himself As-Salam, that beauty of peace. Because anyone who's with Allah, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ, is it not through the remembrance of Allah that you find contentment, that you find sakina, that you find itmanan, the state of being content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then enacted, he basically joined the Muhajirun with the Ansar, and he joined them in a pact of brotherhood. And about this event, the Quran says, لَوْ أَنفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. It said, if you had spent all that is in the earth, you would not have been able to bring their hearts together. But it was Allah that brought their hearts together. And indeed, He is the exalted in might and wise. And so one of the signs of peace and one of the signs of being people who have entered something for the sake of Allah is this ta'ayush, is this ability to live in a state of a huwa, brotherhood. And this is a huwa al-insaniya, this is the brotherhood of man. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu afshu salam baynakum. No, he said, ya ayyuha nas afshu salam. He said, oh people, spread peace amongst you. And he brought this peace because one of the great noble things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in Medina was that he had authored this wathiqa, this covenant, wathiqat al-Medina, this covenant of Medina that protected the rights of the various inhabitants in them, irrespective of their ethnicities, lineage and religion, because it was primed. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. But there's la ikrah fi deen. There's no compulsion. Why? Because he's made the rushd clear from the ghay. He's made that which is... But you have to allow people to come to this for themselves. And you allow for that by creating a bi'ah, creating an environment that allows for people to see the beauty of Islam. Rather than allowing for it, that your actions and your faces and your deeds actually point to the exact opposite of what Islam is calling us for. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted this society to be a society of justice. And this is in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you towards justice and ihsan. Ihsan is beautiful conduct. And generally speaking, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ is not beautiful conduct, that beautiful conduct comes back to you, right? الْجَزَاء مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَمَلِ, as they say, the ulama say, the recompense or the reward for what you do is commensurate to how you are acting to people. كَمَا تُدِينُ تُدَانِ, as you are, so you shall reap. And this is why we as Muslims, we've been commanded to call people with what? With what? Maw'idatul Hasana, with the best of things, with the best of examples, with the people who speak to people in the best of behaviors. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ embodied this himself. Right, he was Qudwatul Hasana. But he himself, while embodying that, told the people, he said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of the people are those who are the most beneficial to the other people. What a great risala. A great letter or epistle or message to humanity. That we act for people, because we act for people in their benefits. That we want to help people. That we genuinely want to help people. Not superficially, that we genuinely want to help people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built certain institutions of this just before even he even arrived in Medina, in the atraf, the outskirts of Medina, he built the Masjid al-Quba. But when he arrived into Medina, he built the Masjid al-Nabawi, the great mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it wasn't just a mosque, that just some empty building. No, it became the social hub and of the fabric of that community. It was where hearts were revived. And beyond that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instituted a city. One of the first things he did was he went and had a land bought for the souq. There was a souk already in Medina, but it was owned by a certain community. And the Prophet ﷺ had land bought, and then he had that land donated as a waqf, so that the souk could be a free and fair market. And in that free and fair market, he encouraged tijara, trade, encouraged people that they compete with each other for that which is good. And when they competed with each other for that which is good, Medina itself became a city that was known for this production and trade. And it was a city that prior to that was just, it more resembled a scattered oasis in the desert. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delineated that city. He gave it a sense of community. He gave it a sense of purity. One of the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized was Muslims purifying themselves. And this purity and cleanliness becomes not just outward but inward. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the masjid that was first founded, Quba, he says, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوْلِ يَوْمٍ حَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. There what? A mosque that was founded and righteous from the first day is more worthy for you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in. To stand in. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. That in it are people who love to purify themselves, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. And this tathir, this way of purifying yourselves is ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. Outward and inward. That's why we as Muslims have the ahkam al-tahara. We have so many rulings pertaining to a purification of the outward. But the indication of the purification of the outward is that this has a effect on the safa, the purity of the inward, the bawatin, the inward of our hearts. Our hearts, our qulub. And so we have to be people who are engaged in this tazkiyah, this purification of ourselves inwardly. And when we purify ourselves inwardly, then that which is pure inwardly will manifest as that which is pure outwardly. And this goes into every sphere of our lives, including our amal, including our work and our vocation, and including our barakah in our trade. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua for the barakah of the people. He said, Allahumma barik lahum fi mikyalihim. Oh Allah, bless the people of Medina, bless the people Muslims in their mikyal, in their measures. Wa barik lahum fi sa'ihim wa muddihim. And he said, and bless them in the sa' and the mud. And these are standards of measure. And the idea was that through their taqwa in their hearts, Allah, even though outwardly it appears as a measure, what it brings about in terms of risk is proficient. And so this is the nature of the person who makes his intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, this is the intention that we have to make at this time. We have another opportunity, and as long as we're alive, we have an opportunity to turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realign ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma naha Allahu anhu. The Muhajir is the one who makes hijrah of that, from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to him. And this is a hijrah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ila Allah al-masir. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the journey go. So work on your hearts, because nothing will benefit you in that meeting, in that final abode, except qalbin salim, except a heart that is salam, that is free of defects. And the nature of salam is also not just free of defects, but as we said, peaceful. A heart that's found its peace because it has found what it wants, and what it wants is Allah. And having found that what it wants, إِن يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If you can find what you really want, which is Allah, He will free you from all besides. So the journey to Allah is a journey of freedom. Freedom that you want, because that is what you really want, that is what you are created for, and that is the journey of khuluq. That is the journey where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innama bu'ithtu li utammim makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to perfect noble character, and the nobility of character lies in a heart that is for Allah, that is living a life for Allah, and knows that it will return back to Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the barakah of this time, by the barakah of this great occasion of hijrah, and that is coming, that He gives us this hijrah in our hearts, that our hearts turn away from Allah, from everything other than Allah, turning to Allah. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not something difficult for Him. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And with this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us with a way of being dutiful and pious to those He's ordered us to be dutiful and pious towards, and He bless us with the way of following His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say this, and I seek forgiveness for me and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.